KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We expect sunny skies today, the high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Authorities say a national DNA database listing from Nebraska has led to an arrest in a 2001 rape case in Council Bluffs. 50-year-old Mark Sands faces seven charges, including sexual abuse, kidnapping, and burglary. His trial is scheduled to begin November 15th. Sands' attorney, Joe Reedy, said his client is absolutely innocent and has pleaded not guilty. Pottawatomie County prosecutors say that the FBI's Combined DNA Index System, or CODIS, helped to identify Sands, who's a registered sex offender, from a separate case. Nebraska records say that Sands was living in Omaha. Police say a Council Bluffs woman reported in October of 2001 that a stranger raped her for hours and tied up her disabled daughter at their home. News time is 8:01.
Noise is one of the most common causes of hearing loss and one of the most common occupational illnesses in the United States. This is audiologist Doug Leonard from ASI. It only takes a single gunshot to permanently damage your hearing. It's just that quick. Repeated workplace exposure to loud equipment can also impair your hearing. My challenge to you is to protect your hearing with these simple tips. At home, turn down the volume of the television, radio, stereo, and iPods. When using loud equipment at home, such as lawnmowers, leaf blowers, and string trimmers, wear hearing protection. And at work, use hearing protection even for brief noise exposure, such as impact wrenches or nail guns. Foam plugs, ear muffs, or better yet, custom molded hearing protection from ASI can all be effective. Because good hearing is so critical, make sure that your family and friends are aware of the hazards of noise exposure. Protect the hearing that you have now. Call ASI today, and together we will determine the best way to protect your hearing. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
An official with Iowa Workforce Development says Iowans living or working in Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, and Pottawatomie counties, which were recently declared disaster areas, may be eligible for unemployment insurance benefits under the Federal Unemployment Assistance Program, or DUA. The federal government declared the five counties as weather-related disaster areas eligible for individual assistance in October for the flooding that occurred earlier this summer. Teresa Whaler, director of Iowa Workforce Development, said residents who live or work in those five counties and have lost their jobs due to summer flooding should apply for the federal benefits. She said claims need to be filed no later than November 28th. The benefits cover self-employed workers not usually entitled to unemployment insurance, including Iowa farmers. People applying for DUA need to provide proof of past earnings, such as business records or bank statements, and their most recent income tax form at the time they file their claim. Any Iowa Works Center can accept DUA claims, including the office in Council Bluffs, which is located at 300 West Broadway Street, Suite 13. The hours of operation there are from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Friday. You can also call 712-242-2100. In addition, individuals can file a regular unemployment claim online at www.iowaworkforce.org. and include DUA claim in the notes section. Whaler says Iowa Works Centers also offer reemployment services, including testing, counseling, and placement. Job search and career information is also available through Iowa Workforce Development's website at www.iowaworkforce.org. Guthrie County USDA Farm Service Agency, or FSA, Director Daniel Curry says that the Supplemental Revenue Assistance Payments, or SURE, program enrollment for 2010 crop losses begins November the 14th. Curry said that producers across the state experienced several natural disasters during the 2010 crop year that caused hardship and financial losses to many agricultural operations. The SURE program provides assistance to producers when disasters strike. Guthrie County has been designated as a secretarial disaster area, and Curry encourages producers with 2010 crop losses to contact his office to learn more about the program. To qualify for the SURE program, a producer must have at least a 10% production loss that affects one crop of economic significance. To meet eligibility requirements, producers must have obtained a policy or plan of insurance for all insurable crops through the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation and obtain non-insured crop disaster assistance program coverage on non-insurable crops, if that's available from the FSA. For more information on the SURE program, you can and the program eligibility requirements, you can contact the Guthrie County FSA office at 641-332-2640 or visit www.fsa.usda.gov/ sure on the website. A Sioux Falls jury has found a 40-year-old Iowa man guilty of commercial sex trafficking. U.S. Attorney Brendan Johnson said a federal jury convicted Darren Jungers of Sioux City, Iowa, of arranging to purchase sex with an 11-year-old girl in Sioux Falls through an online advertisement posted by an undercover police officer. The advertisement was part of Operation Crossing Guard, an undercover operation online conducted by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Investigations and the South Dakota Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Jungers was arrested after he arrived at the undercover location. Jungers faces at least 15 years in prison and a maximum of life imprisonment. The ex-husband of a woman accused of murdering her Iowa neighbor is expected to tell jurors that he had nothing to do with the killing or a notebook found in the victim's car that claimed he was involved. Virginia plastic surgeon John Pittman will testify today during the trial of Tracy Richter. Richter said she fatally shot 20-year-old Dustin Weedy in self-defense in 2001 after he and another man broke into her home. Investigators later found a notebook in Weedy's car that implicated Pittman in a murder-for-hire scheme. Prosecutors say Richter forced Weedy to write that he'd been hired as a hitman and then killed him out of fear that he wouldn't keep quiet. At the time, Richter and Pittman were fighting over custody of their son in Early. They had divorced in 1996. Whirlpool Corporation has announced it's moving about 160 production jobs to Amana as the company closes its refrigerator plant in Fort Smith, Arkansas. In a statement released Thursday, the company blamed the closure on a decrease in demand for side-by-side refrigerators and price pressure from competitors. The closure is set for mid-2012 and will put about 1,000 people out of work. In addition to side-by-side refrigerators, the plant produces trash compactors and built-in refrigerators. The company said the trash compactor production will move to Ottawa, Ohio. The production of built-in refrigerators will come to the Iowa Amana refrigerator plant. While chocolate milk is now being promoted as a way for people to refuel after a workout, the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Commission has turned down a chocolate milk drink aimed at those who want a buzz. The commission has voted against adding a drink called adult chocolate milk to the products that are sold by the state-controlled liquor business. Commission Chair Greg Nashlinas says that there are some similar types of products already being sold as drink mixes, but this comes ready to drink in a bottle.
The original marketing in this, and I know that the presentation to us said that it had really changed, but the original marketing had been something like, you know, go back to your childhood, and, you know, this would bring you back to your childhood to drink this product and stuff. And we look at the responsibility part of it. You know, we have a responsibility to not only just sell spirits in the state of Iowa, but also to manage it and also govern it responsibly. And that just had some red flags.
Ashlina said the drink is 40 proof, containing 15% alcohol, and the way it is presented could cause some problems.
In all honesty, the danger of some young child who drinks chocolate milk, who could be a 4 or 5 year old, see it and think it's just another product that is available to them.
The decision by the commission came after the manufacturer appealed the decision of the Alcoholic Beverages Division staff and the commissioner that the product should not be sold. Nashlinas says the three-level appeal process was created when Stefan Larson took over as head of the ABD, and it's the first appeal that the commission has heard.
This just shows that the division and the commission are working together toward the same end. You know, we do have a responsibility to sell the alcohol that's part of the state program, and we have a serious responsibility to make sure that it's done in good faith and also with good decisions. And it's just part of Steve's new direction for the ABD.
Alcohol and Beverage Division spokesperson Tanya Dusald said that they have over 1,400 products they sell, and they're constantly reviewing new requests.
It varies month to month. We don't usually consider things October, November, December. So those first 9 months, it can be anywhere from 5 new products to 35 new products in a month that'll come to us.
Some of the new products are just variations of the ones already being sold.
Some of those are going to be like your black velvet. You're going to see that in 5 or 6 different sizes. Those are considered each individual product. Those don't usually have listing meetings. It'd just be, hey, we want to do a line extension to this size. Here's why. Here's where we think it'll be going. And then a decision is made that way, too.
The chocolate milk with alcohol in it is sold in some other states, but Dusald said it's not sold in a majority of states that control the sale of alcohol products like the Iowa system does. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, consumers boosted their spending in September at three times the pace of the previous month, but their incomes barely budged. They financed the gains by saving at the lowest level since the start of the Great Recession. The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose 0.6% last month, helped by a big rise in the purchase of durable goods such as autos, but incomes rose only 0.1%. 13 New York City police officers, two sergeants and one lieutenant are among those who will be arraigned today. An indictment of the officers and five others will be unsealed following a lengthy investigation into allegations of police corruption. An Associated Press analysis has found that tens of thousands of supporters who gave President Barack Obama cash in the early stages of his last campaign have held out this time. Obama has lost millions of dollars in support from those former donors, although he has no shortage of 2012 campaign cash. And the president will again employ the authority of the presidency today in an effort to spur the economy. Two small steps intended to boost to businesses include shortening the time it takes for federal research to turn into commercial products and a creating a centralized online site for companies to get information on federal services. News time is 8:11.
Did you know that familiar sound can take a toll on your hearing, especially if you've been farming for any length of time? You can't reverse hearing loss caused by noise, but you can improve your ability to hear your loved ones again. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. I know you're busy now, but if hearing those around you has become a problem, schedule your evaluation today. It only takes about a half hour, it isn't painful, and the potential stress, frustration, and miscommunication with your family and friends can be avoided. ASI with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In the funeral announcements, Terry Lee Anderson, age 66 of Minden, died Sunday. Funeral services for Terry Anderson will be today at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Bernetta Archer, age 81 of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Bernetta Archer will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Eileen Rice, age 103 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. A funeral mass for Eileen Rice will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Kevin Michael Marshall, age 15 of Brayton, died Monday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Kevin Marshall will be held today at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Walter Bolt, age 103 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Walter Bolt will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Robert Bob Schwery, age 71, and Marcella Sally Schwery, age 68, both of Panama, died Wednesday. Joint Mass of Christian Burial Services for Bob and Sally Schwery will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Louise Arp, age 85, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Louise Arp will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. There's more news online at KJAN.com, including last hour's broadcast of our news. This report brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.